chapter 6 to 9.
Now it happened on the following day, that behold, a Chaldean army surrounded the city. And in the evening, I, Baruch, left the people. And I went outside and stood by the oak. And I was grieving over Zion and lamented over the exile that had come upon the people. And behold, suddenly a strong unseen force lifted me up and carried me above the wall of Jerusalem. And as I watched, I saw that four angels were standing at the four corners of the city. Each of them held a burning torch in his hands. And another angel began to descend from the heavens and said to them,
"Hold your lamps and do not light them until I tell you. Because I was sent first to speak a word to the earth, and then to deposit in it what the Lord, the Most High, has commanded me."
And I saw him descend into the Holy of Holies. And from there, he took the veil and the holy ephod and the mercy seat and the two tablets and the holy raiment of the priests and the altar of incense and the 48 precious stones that adorn the priests and all the holy vessels of the dwelling. And he said to the earth with a loud voice,
"Earth, earth, earth, hear the word of the mighty God, and receive the things which I commit to you, and guard them until the last times, so that when you are ordered, you may restore them, so that strangers may not take possession of them. For the time has arrived when Jerusalem will also be delivered up for a time, until the moment when it is said that it will be restored forever."
And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up. And after these things, I heard this angel saying to the angels who held the lamps,
"Now destroy the walls and demolish them to their foundations, lest the enemies boast and say, 'We have demolished the wall of Zion, and we have burned down the place of the mighty God.'"
And they restored me to the place where I once stood. Now the angels did as he had commanded them. And after they had broken up the corners of the wall, and the wall had fallen, a voice was heard from within the temple saying,
"Enter, enemies, and come, adversaries, for he who preserved the house has forsaken it."
Then I, Baruch, departed. And it happened after these things that the Chaldean army entered. And they seized the house and everything that was around it. And they carried away the people into exile and killed some of them. And they bound King Zedekiah and sent him to the king of Babel. And I, Baruch, came with Jeremiah, whose heart was found to be pure from sins, and who was not captured when the city was seized. And we rent our garments, and wept, and mourned, and fasted for 7 days.